Good morning, Christ Center. It's Saturday, July 20th, and this week in the Fruit of the Spirit devotional series, we're meditating on verses that talk about peace. So we want to invite you again to read along with us and see what God might be speaking to your heart. Let's begin by taking a moment of silent prayer as we invite the Holy Spirit to join us. This morning we're going to be doing a verse actually that we did last week when we talked about joy, but we wanted to revive it here because it says some things about peace I think that are really important. I am here with Pastor Janelle and her sister Carly, so we're going to hope that we won't have any fighting this morning, and we're going to have Noah Davis read the verse. So Noah, go ahead.
Philippians 4:6-8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any moral excellence and if there is anything praiseworthy, dwell on these things. Do what you have learned and received and heard from me and seen in me, and the God of peace will be within you.
Let's read that again. Janelle?
Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any moral excellence, and if there is anything praiseworthy, dwell on these things. Do what you have learned and received and heard from me and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you.
This is such a familiar passage. It is easy to sort of gloss over it, but I like being able to slow down a little bit. Carly, what's jumping out at you?
Talked about this a little bit earlier in the week, about when cultivating peace and cultivating the gift of peace that the Holy Spirit gives us and reminds us. And this is the way to do it. Like, this is how we cultivate peace. We think about true things. We think about honorable things, just things. Like, that's such an easy blueprint. Like, it's an easy, hard thing to do. Like, we have the basic directions right here for how to cultivate peace in our everyday life. And on paper, it looks really easy. And for whatever reason, sometimes that's really hard. And that's the kind of just what I was thinking. It's like, oh, this is actually not hard. Just dwell on these things. It's that easy. Just dwell on loveliness. Dwell on commendable things.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
But that's not it. But that's it.
Something, I think things can be simple without being easy sometimes. I feel like this is one of those things that's simple. It's a simple concept, but it can be difficult to actually make yourself do. Janelle, what are you seeing?
I love verse 9 where it says, do what you've learned and received and heard from me and seen in me. So we've received it. We've received his peace. We've received his other fruits. And then he says that he will be with you. You do this, you practice this, you cultivate it, and the God of peace will be with you. Mm-hmm. I just love the promise, the guarantee that it's there. Now do your part and let him do his.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think of the verse that comes right before this, to be anxious for nothing, but take everything to prayer. And it says the God of peace, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart. And here we have, at the bottom of this verse that we just read, the God of peace will be with you. Like his peace really is, it surpasses understanding. It will stay with us. The hard part is there's so much around us that's not honorable. There's so much around us that's false. There's so much around us that's impure, and not lovely and not commendable. Like, all of these things take most of our attention. Like, we already see them and they're everywhere. And I think what happens is we start to fixate on those things and go, look at all this impurity. Look at all the falseness. Look at all the fake truths, you know, like we're the post-truth society. Like, look at all these lies, look at all. And we start pulling our hair out, and that becomes the things, you know, those become the things we meditate on.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
Paul's
like the
clearly
God
telling
of anxiety.
Us, yes. Oh, that's good. You need to lean forward and say that louder.
It's like the God of anxiety being with you when you think about the opposite of those things.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's why it's so hard to cultivate sometimes. So I think it has to be such an intentional choice. This is no, I know there's a lot of stuff that's dishonorable. I know there's a lot of stuff that's not excellent that's around us. I can't avoid seeing them, but right now I need to see good. I need to see Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I need to see Jesus. I have to like create sanctuary to see him.
Mm-hmm. It's easy. It's that simple, hard
thing.
Simple.
Yeah.
Simple, hard.
Let's have Noah pray us out.
Thank you, Father, for the gift of your presence, embracing me, comforting me, and empowering me to bear fruit in my life. As I walk through this day, help me to recognize the gentle leanings of your Holy Spirit, so I may better demonstrate the fruit of peace, reflecting the character of Jesus in all I say and do. Amen.